Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لدين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يؤتي الملك من يشاء وينزعه ممن يشاء بيده الخير إنه على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة وجاهد في الله حتى أتاه اليقين. May all the praise be to Allah, the one who guided us to this deen of Islam. And I witness that Allah is the only God, He's the only one who is worthy of our worship. The one who provides life and the one who provides death. The one who installs people in authority and the one who removes them away. And I witness that Muhammad, may the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon him and upon his descendants until the day of judgment. I witness that he had received the revelation from Allah and that he had conveyed the message of Islam in the best manner a man could ever do. And I witness that Allah Azza wa Jal, in the Quran, he declared that this Ummah of Islam was delivered to be the best Ummah for mankind. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You were the best people or Ummah delivered for mankind. تأمرون بالمعروف. You enjoin what is good. وتنهون عن المنكر. And you forbid what is evil. وتؤمنون بالله. And you believe in Allah عز وجل. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. And if the people had the people of the book believed in Allah, it would have been better for them. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Among them are believers, but the majority are astray. In this year of election, just like every 4 years, this country engages in a debate, in a discussion. A debate between people, between candidates, but at the end of the day, it's a debate about the system. It's a debate about the rules, a debate about what works and what does not work. The debate is not about who wins the election, which ticket is better or not. Although this is a primary and this is important, but even more important, it's a debate about what works in the system and what does not work. About what is making sense, what is not making sense. What is failing, what is not failing. What is defected, what's not defected. And in this discussion that takes place every 4 years, the Muslims, we as an ummah, we are entitled not only to listen, but we have the obligation from Allah Azza wa Jal to provide guidance and to provide those elements, those to shed some light on those things that the people sometimes blunder, and some the people where they do not find real solutions. And here I want to quote a statement by a professor, an academician, who was giving an observation a couple of weeks ago in the conference on the Association of Academics or for the Advancement of Science, a conference which took place in Boston. And one of the commentators or professors or academicians, if you will, he was making an observation about something that is failing, something that's not working and that requires attention. And we as Muslims, as Ummah, as people who were delivered by Allah Azza wa Jal to provide guidance for mankind, we have something to say about that. Listen to what he says. He says, America's failure to make progress in reducing poverty, especially among children, in reducing poverty, especially among children, should provoke a lot of soul searching. In another place, it says, for the last 40 years, and the reason we bring the word 40 years, because 40 years ago, the President of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, he declared a war on poverty. It's called a War on Poverty Act. Now, amazingly, Wikipedia puts this, Wikipedia, the encyclopedia, the ongoing online encyclopedia says it's the first statement made by a US president on the war on poverty. But I stand here to correct that Wikipedia and say that even more than 1400 years ago, there was a man, another person who declared war on poverty. It was Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu in his famous statement, Wallahi law kana al-faqru rajulan laqataltuh. By Allah, if poverty were a man, I would have killed it. In other words, he was waging a war on poverty, and he was wishing that poverty was just a physical person that he could fight and eliminate. Now the difference is from the time Ali radiallahu anhu announced the war on poverty in less than 40 years, when Umar bin Abdul Aziz was in charge, poverty was totally eliminated. Poverty was totally eliminated. However, in the current situation what we live in, 40 years after that war, which was declared on poverty, we continue to see the number of poor people growing. And the person that I quoted, he says, America has failed to resolve poverty. In another place, they say that 40 years after that declaration of poverty, the number of people, who, especially children, who are going below extreme poverty, and poverty in this country is divided or categorized in different categories. One of them is people who are on the margin, which means they are on the border, they are making it. But there are people who are so-called under extreme poverty, who are barely making it. Sometimes they search for food for the night and they may not be able to find it. The number of those people, especially children, has increased dramatically for the last 40 years. And among African Americans, the percentage of people, especially children, who continue to live under extreme poverty is beyond 24%. One among every four people live in poverty among the African American community. So the idea here is, for 40 years, and the money, the GNP, the gross national product, or the GDP, the amount of money in this country has increased multiple times. At the time of Johnson, the GNP was counted in billions of dollars. Today, it's in excess of $30 trillion. In other words, the amount of wealth and money that has come into this country is huge. But this amount of money was not able to resolve the poverty. The poverty, when someone goes to sleep or goes to bed in a community or in a city or in a country, if somebody goes to bed, goes at night, is not able to find food, Allah, listen to what Allah Azza wa Jal says in the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ أَهْلِ عَرَصَ مَا مِنْ أَهْلِ عَرَصَ يَبِيْتُونَ وَفِيهِمْ امْرُؤٌ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا بَرِئَتْ مِنْهُمْ ذِمَّةُ اللَّهِ. Any group of people, any community, now that community can be a small block, or you can expand it to a city, to a community, to a county, to a state, to a country, even to the entire globe. Because for Allah Azza wa Jal, Ahlu Arasa means people who can communicate. People who have enough communication tools to be able to know one another. And today the world is one small village, one small community. You could tell exactly if someone is sleeping with hunger in Indonesia or right here in Chicago within seconds or minutes. By making a phone call, by looking at the internet, by getting the email, by getting all types of communications. ما من أهل عرصة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, يبيتون وفيهم امرء جاء إلا برئت منهم ذمة الله. Allah Azza wa Jal takes himself away from them. He disassociates himself. He doesn't like that group of people. Now what worse here is when the group of people, let's say if we are only the whole group, and all of us are hungry, all of us are poor, then that's okay. Because we don't have anything to accommodate one another with. However, if the majority of us, if the amount of wealth within the community, or the amount of wealth within the state, is in the billions or the trillions of dollars, and someone goes hungry, why? Why should he go hungry? Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't like that. And that is the Jal doesn't like that. And that is the catch here. The catch is that the country that is debating today in the presidential year, this country is not a poor country. It's not a country that lacks resources. It's not a country that lacks wealth. After all, we have seen that this country fights wars to get wealth, and they do have the wealth. And the amount of wealth grows exponentially for those who understand the math, which means they multiply and multiply and multiply. The wealth is enormous. And for that wealth not to be able to reach the individuals who need the money or who need the food, that is not right. That is not right. And if for the last 40 years we have not been able to find a solution for poverty, then the problem is not in the person who we elect to the White House. The problem is not in the administration. The problem is not the individuals. It's not between Obama or Clinton or McCain. It's not between these. And when we Muslims get engaged in this dialogue or debate, it's not the dialogue about who should be in office. The dialogue and the debate that the Muslim should be engaged in is whether the system that you are proposing, whether the system that is in place can resolve the issues that the people are concerned about. The system that has been implemented in this country, in the world at large, is defected from within. It has a serious defect from within. It's the system of the distribution of wealth or the non-distribution of wealth that is not working. It is not the tax system. It is not the welfare system. It's not those issues that you try to resolve on step by step or incremental basis. Well, this country, at the time of Johnson, has engaged in what is called a welfare system, but that was not genuine, that was not part of the system. Because at some point, another president comes and takes it away. It's not part of the system. It was some type of solution which was put in place in order to counter the so-called the effect of communism and socialism and the Soviet Union which was there at the time. It is not part of the system. Now, what is it that makes a system defected? What is it that makes an economic system not working for the individual? What is it? What is it that makes an entire wealth accumulation and distribution system eventually works for the interest of the few rather than for the interest of the people at large? Listen how the Quran looks at these issues. In some places, one place Allah Azza wa Jal brings the example of Qarun. That's one example. An example of wealth accumulation beyond the limit of what your brain can imagine or can comprehend. When Allah Azza wa Jal talks about the wealth of Qarun, he says, let me look, tell you the treasures where he puts his money in. But the money is beyond your imagination. But the treasure where he puts his money in, the keys, in order to open those treasures, are beyond what the people can carry. The keys to his treasures are so huge. Imagine what the treasure and the money is. And here's what Allah Azza wa Jal, when he talks in the Quran, he tells Qarun, وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. With whatever Allah has given you, think about the day of judgment. Think about the last day. Don't only think about yourself. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Yes, of course, live the way you... I mean, if you spend small portion of that money on your day, on your current life, you will be living luxuriously. A small percentage of what Bill Gates today can make him live as in the most luxurious manner someone can imagine. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Be nice as Allah Azza wa Jal has been nice to you. Allah has been good to you. Be good. ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض. Don't seek corruption with that wealth. Don't try to corrupt people. Don't try to invade this, attack that one, and fight this guy, and be macho on this one, and be tough on the other one. I mean, don't seek corruption. Don't be a corrupt. إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Look at his answer now. And that's where the catch. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. I was given this wealth with a knowledge that I have, with my own knowledge. Arrogance and defiance. Arrogance and defiance. These are keys. These are keys to the collapse of an entire economic system. These are keys when you do not acknowledge that the wealth that you have accumulated is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah is the one who makes that wealth grow, and Allah is the one who makes it down. If you defy that, if you are ignorant enough or arrogant enough to defy that, then await that your system is not working. There is a defect in the system. There is another defect. Another defect in the system that Allah Azza wa Jal points out in the Quran, and those defects that do exist in today's economic system of the world, including this country, who has suffered for the last 4 years an increasing poverty and is not able to resolve it, and where the Muslims have to bring their input and to tell the people, look, we do have a solution, we have Islam, and we know how to make things work. Not by putting a person in office, but by putting a system in place. By putting a system in place. Allah in another place says, كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. This was an address to the people of Mecca, to the kuffar of Mecca. Allah in the Quran is addressing, now of course at the hand of the, using the mouth and the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims and the Quran itself, he is addressing an economic view and attitude, a psychological behavior, the psychology towards the wealth. You have a wealth, you have money, you have enormous money, you have trillions of dollars. But then that creates a psychology in your brain on how to view that wealth, your attitude towards that wealth, your own obsession, your own feelings and emotions towards that wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal brings this up and says, that is a defect. Kalla, no indeed. When Allah Azza wa Jal says, kalla means something is not right. Something is wrong. Something needs a drastic change. Real change. Not a change of face or a change of color or a change of gender. But a real change. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. You do not make a system that honors the orphans. The orphans, the ones who don't have backup. And a real orphan is not only the one who does not have a father or mother, but the one who does not have a backup or a support, because parents are there to support. And if you don't have the parents, who's going to support you? كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. The orphan does not have a backup or support in your system. وَلَا تَحَضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And you do not encourage the feeding of the poor. The poor is a poor. You don't have money, you did not make it, so be it. You are not able to work, you are not able to make it. You have come from a deprived community, from a disprivileged community, if you will. You came from African, American, Hispanic, or whatever group of people. You have not been able to make it, so be it. You don't have food, you don't eat. You don't have money, you don't need it. وَلَا تَحَضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. There is an obsession for the wealth, for the accumulation of wealth, for the sake of wealth. I am rich because I want to be rich. I grow my money more because I want to grow it more. I want to look at my account. I'm looking at numbers. It doesn't matter what this money is doing, what this wealth is making. It doesn't matter what type of progress it's making in the society. It doesn't matter what type of products it's making. People are no longer concerned about products. People are concerned about how much money they have. And that was the case in the Quran, in the people of Mecca. وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ وَتَأْكُلُونَ التُّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا. And look at the end. وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you have that deep love, lust for the money. The money has become the things that you obsess, you are obsessed with, thing that you lust for. It has no longer become a tool or a means to make life better. It has become an end in itself. Those are defects. Once those defects exist, then expect that the system is not going to work. And that is one of the problems that this society has. A third problem Allah Azza wa Jal points out to the economic systems, and when those problems exist, then expect that 40 years or even more and counting will continue to increase the poverty or the number of people below the poverty line. Al-riba, the interest. Today, in today's society, that's the system that is not working, the capitalist or the economic system which is not working. It relies almost 100% on the interest, on the riba, to tune the economy. When the economy is down or up, they say, you go to the Federal Reserve Chairman and say, what are you going to do? I will reduce the interest rate by half point or quarter point or third point, or I will increase it. It's the interest, the riba. The riba has become the mechanism of tuning the economy or making the economy better or worse. But Allah Azza wa Jal in the Quran says, the riba doesn't work. وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ الْرِبَى لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever riba, the interest, the usury that you are playing with and you are accumulating and taking from the wealth of the people does not work for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will not allow that to grow. In another place Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى. يَمْحَقُ, and the word يَمْحَقُ is one of the most severe and strongest words for the semantics of destruction. When you want to say destroy, you dammir, eliminate, you zeal. Yamhaq means you take it all the way. You don't even leave anything behind. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الْرِبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. An economy that is completely based on riba is not going to produce. It's not going to produce. And that is the whole idea when the people debate and the people engage in this dialogue. We the Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us this title as a best ummah. Linnas, if you look at the tafsir, sometimes you say, oh, we are only just the best ummah, but the ayah doesn't say you are best ummah only. Ukhrijat linnas, you are best in what you can do for the people. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. What good are we? How good are we? If we see the problems in front of us and we cannot point out to them. What good or how good are we to the people around us? To the community, to the society, to the state, to the country, to the globe, to the world we live in. If we know from the Quran, from Allah Azza wa Jal, from the guidance, from the light of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the nur that Allah Azza wa Jal has delivered us into. If we know that, and we keep silent and we don't talk, and we get engaged instead of the simple debate about the persons, not about the systems and about the issues. If we as Muslims do not, as Allah Azza wa Jal want us to be delivered for mankind, to enjoin what is good and forbid what's wrong, and to tell the world around us that this economic system that the world has adopted and has been so proud with, the so-called capitalism, they have been so proud that they have defeated socialism, which is fine, socialism was an evil in itself, but capitalism is yet more evil. Socialism is an evil, but capitalism works against the individual. Capitalism works for the entire GNP to grow, but that GNP could go to the 5 or 1% of the people, the hands of the people, but the majority of the people will not get whatever they are supposed to get. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us the riba that is a base of a system is wrong. The obsession for wealth, the love for wealth and the accumulation of wealth is wrong. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that when the entire community, no matter how big that community, goes to sleep and there is only one person who goes hungry, then Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't like that. Entire society doesn't want it. And we know and we have a system that once it was put in practice, the economic system of Islam, which is tied, by the way, the economic system in Islam and the laws of Islam and the war on poverty that Ali radiallahu anhu declared did not function because Ali was a good man or Umar was a perfect man or Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was such a great person. No, that system worked because Allah Azza wa Jal installed in the ayat, in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith and ayat so that things work. Things like كَيْ لَا يَتَكُونَ دُونَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ, says Allah Azza wa Jal, I don't want the money to circulate only among the rich among you. And when Allah Azza wa Jal says, each and every single wealth that you have, first you have to look at it as it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. قَالُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. The mentality of the kufr, of the non-Islamic mentality, says, how are we going to feed person if Allah Azza wa Jal did not feed them in the first place? But Allah, to me, He gave me the wealth, so I am responsible for that wealth for myself and for the rest of the community. The wealth that I have is not only mine, it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. That's a deep ideological aqidah issue that we have to understand. Those things are implemented and installed within the system of Islam, and they work. Once you implement that system of Islam, it works. And it did work in the past. And there was a time when among the entire community controlled by Muslims, Muslims and non-Muslims alike, when I say the entire community controlled by Muslims, there were the Jews, there were the Christians, there were the non-Muslims, there were the Hindus, there were the Persians, there were many people who still have not adopted or accepted Islam, but none of those people was willing to accept the money from the Imam or from Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, because each and every one had enough. The zakah was not even distributed, the zakah was accumulated. They had a problem distributing the money. Today, if you announce here, right in this place, we have 1,000 or $1 million worth of the zakah, even inside this country, where the people are sometimes extravagantly rich, you will find thousands of people who will come and register to take that money, that zakah, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Irrespective of the fact that the wealth is enormous. So Islam, as a system from Allah Azza wa Jal, as a guidance, Allah says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Allah delivers the people and those who believe in the system from the darknesses into light, from the darknesses of poverty, the darknesses of ignorance, the darknesses of arrogance, the darknesses of being tied or controlled or obsessed by money and by wealth. All of these are darknesses. Allah Azza wa Jal delivers the people to His light and to the ultimate light and eventually to the justice of Islam and even more so to the best life in the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أسأل الله for forgiveness. Alhamdulillah. May all the praise be to Allah. Yeah, brothers and sisters, what I've quoted at the beginning of the khutbah, this is not something that is taking light. And when you say the system is not functioning or working, just go for a report on this February, the month of February, and you will find a list of things that are going down. Things like the job growth rate, like the wealth of the people, like the houses going on foreclosures are more and more. And you know more than I do. You read the journals, you read the magazines, you read the papers. The system as such needs a major change. And we, the Muslim Ummah, we have at least what we can offer. We can tell the people around us, yes, we do have a system. There is something else. Like this person who was saying, this provokes a deep soul search. Where are you going to search? Searching what? Searching your soul, yourself, searching for what? For a new system, you are not going to find it within your souls. You are going to find it within what Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed. Go back to Allah. Go back and understand how God, how Allah Azza wa Jal, the Creator, He built a system. Go back and realize that the one who created the people is the only one who can tell how these people can behave. Especially when it comes to wealth and the accumulation and distribution of wealth and to the laws that govern the so-called economic system. Go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't be arrogant. Don't be your self-appointed God. Don't become obsessed with the power that you have had. Allah Azza wa Jal told Qarun that, look, I have given money to people more than I have given you. And people have accumulated more than you have accumulated in the past, in your entire life. And they are all gone. All of it was gone. And Qarun, of course, later on, his wealth was gone. So we, as a checkpoint, as Allah Azza wa Jal installed us in this world for many purposes, but one of them, we have to come out and find ways to come and say and tell the world, look, we do have an alternative. We do have something good for us and for the rest. The Muslims should not continue to be engaged in self-defense. We have nothing to shy away from. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We have nothing on our shoulders to defend. In fact, we have more to offer than to defend. And the people, for some reason, they don't realize and understand that. Because we have accepted to put ourselves in a box behind bars and start defending ourselves. I am not a terrorist, I am not a fundamentalist, I am not this, I am not that. We have to grow beyond that. We have to grow to the level of being a best ummah delivered for mankind. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. اللهم إني أسألك في هذا اليوم العظيم أن لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا سيئة إلا محوتها، ولا خطيئة إلا وضعتها. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم من على المسلمين وعن على العالم أجمع بقيام دولة الخلافة الراشدة، يعز فيها أهل طاعتك ويذل فيها أهل معصيتك، ويحكم فيها بكتابك وسنة نبيك، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ارحمنا، اللهم ارحمنا يا رحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وأقم الصلاة.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sira are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.